Something. Let's get somebody down here. We need somebody from the 930 Club, please, immediately. You all right, man? All right. Yeah, everybody, let's be patient a minute and let's make sure everybody's okay here. I think we're getting the okay sign that we're going to be okay. Let's get that man a drink of some water and some fresh air. Invite him back tomorrow night and hook him up with a nice seat. And man, thank you. Hope you're okay. You know, I wrote that song for my granddad. He was a big Steve McQueen fan, way bigger one than I was. Ironically enough, his favorite Steve McQueen movie was Papillon. And I just couldn't quite figure out the verse or the flow. I might write that verse yet. Maybe there'll be the secret new third verse that gets slipped in there about Papillon. My granddaddy also loved Santana's Abraxas. It's like that character in A Serious Man. Every time I see that movie, I think about my granddad. You know, I was thinking about when I wrote this song. It's like Steve McQueen, my granddaddy also died of mesothelioma, which is a really ugly, nasty disease that also killed Warren Zevon. So on this, my birthday weekend, we're going to send this one up to heaven to my granddaddy. And down to wherever they put Steve McQueen, too.
You'll find out soon enough.
'Cause I really loved the Getaway back when I was 8. And I thought Alec Baldwin was a pussy in that remake. Speaking of pussy, I think Steve got it all. He fucked Faye Dunaway and he fucks Ellie McGraw, Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen. When I was a little boy, I wanted to grow up and be Steve McQueen. Steve McQueen. And who was goddamn motherfucker on the silver screen? And they really did. The year man.